News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The name has been released on the person who died in a motorcycle versus car crash near Auburndale over the weekend. He was 34-year-old Brian Jovanovic from Eagle River. Jovanovic was not wearing a helmet. Wood County Sheriff's investigators are continuing to withhold the name of the driver from the other motor vehicle. That's because that driver has been threatened and officers wish to ensure that person's safety. Deputies say the motor vehicle failed to yield to the motorcycle that caused the crash. The motorcycle was westbound on Highway 10 and the other vehicle was pulling out of the stop sign, making a right turn from northbound 186 onto Highway 10. A utility industry watchdog says it's keeping a close eye on that proposal from Wisconsin Energy Corporation to buy Wisconsin Public Service. Andrew Beckett has that story.
The owners of We Energies want to buy Integrys Energy Group, the parent company of Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, as part of a $9.1 billion deal. Citizens Utility Board Acting Executive Director Kira Lair has some concerns about the proposal.
Basically, We Energies will control the entire eastern half of the state if this goes through. That makes it difficult to evaluate the proposals that they're putting forward. It creates a gigantic rate base that makes it difficult to identify where specific dollars are going.
The deal, which must be approved by regulators, would create a four-state utility company serving nearly 4 million customers. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A major Wausau manufacturer will undertake two major building projects starting later this year. Greenheck Fan will remodel and expand their product center, which showcases their product lines. That facility's already been through some renovation in the lobby, offices, training center, and hospitality areas. Sales and marketing president Tim Kilgore said the project will improve the product display area and enhance customer focus on their quality of products, value, and ease of installation. The product center will also be renamed the Bernard Greenheck Education Center when completed. The other project, the new Robert C. Greenheck Innovation Center, this will be the new 69,000-square-foot research and development facility. It's expected to open in 2016. The StormTrack 9 forecast from Tony Schumacher tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy, there is a slight chance of a shower, areas of fog late, and a low of 60. For Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy and some scattered showers or thunderstorms developing, mostly during the afternoon. The high, 77. Tuesday night, a chance of showers early, then partly cloudy, low 56. Mostly cloudy and a 30% chance of showers or isolated thunderstorms on Wednesday, high 73. Looking ahead to Thursday, partly cloudy and widely scattered showers or storms, high 75. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.